Welcome, adventurers. I'm Mr. DNA, and I'll be your tour guide today.
Welcome, Jurassic fans, to the 144th episode of your Rather Nerd Pod. I'm Daniel, your host, and today is just me, because seriously, I gotta record this as soon as possible and give it to the world, because, Hidden Adventure is finally here, and I had so much fun with it, you guys. I was about to say you can't believe it, but if you just played it, you actually can believe it. Anyways, so it'll be full of spoilers, so if you haven't yet watched the episode or played the whole thing, please do go back to it, then come back here, because it was just so much fun that I had. But anyways, so those of you guys who haven't watched it yet, are you gone yet? Alright, cool. Let's get started then. So, the feeling first, I want to talk to you guys about that. I was hopeful that it would give you like the feelings, the vibes of season 3 of Camp Cretaceous, you know, the horrendous aura that you felt throughout the whole thing, that it was kind of a horror movie even, and you know, we've already had G.A. Bayona in this franchise, a horror movie director. I didn't quite feel that same feeling in Fallen Kingdom, but I expected to feel that in this one, and I actually did. This is somber, it is terrifying sometimes. But anyways, let's see what we have next. So the story itself, I just loved it, it's short and sweet, it's like 32 minutes long, like it is a pretty, quite short story in a way. So there are a few things here that I highlighted. Of course, there is the fact that the options, you can actually die. We never expect to see that in Camp Cretaceous, that children would die. So the whole thing was confirmed not to be canon. I wish it was, at least, you know, the whole going to Hidden Adventure thing, because why not? Why couldn't that at least be canon and then, like, the decisions not be? Because, of course, they wouldn't be, you know, the results, the outcomes vary. It was not possible to have the whole thing be canon, but at least that, the main premise, but no, whatever. Anyways, so if you guys have already done it, you know the decisions that you start with, like to get to climb down a tree, or then to just throw yourself into the air and grab a vine. I chose the vine, I survived it. I'll tell you what, just before we go on with this episode, I try to play safe. Not only because that is my whole persona, you know, I don't risk my life, I don't practice any kind of extreme sports, but also my life is pretty vanilla in a way, so I'll just put this out there already, you know, my life is kind of boring, and I'm just like Ben was in the beginning of this series, not like the wild kid that he is right now, oh, pardon, wild man, as I said. Anyways, then the campers were right behind that log, and the decision was to just wait a little bit more or to run, and I thought running was the better idea, and I was punished. I was devoured by the burial bros. So yeah, terrifying really. And then, you know, to actually hear the squishing sound of flesh when those terrors attack the gallimimus and you hear the flesh going, oh, that was horrible, man, that just gave me nightmares right there and then. Oh, beautiful. Then you have the classic decision, right, of bringing Bumpy or not. And I was like, I remember that in the trailer. And of course I'm bringing Bumpy, just because, you know, I do believe it should be useful. And golly gee, was she just useful. She actually saved the campers in a way. Because right after that, they go to the raptor's paddock to retrieve a document that had been written. This was kind of a letter written by H. Bringford. There is a new guy in this franchise who just happened to be friends with John Hammond. Because of course he was. Everyone in this franchise knew John Hammond. They were friends with him. This is kind of uncreative, if you ask me. Because, you know, Benjamin Lockwood, he was also friends and even like a partner with John Hammond, they created together this whole thing. Like even the first dinosaurs down the basement of Lockwood Manor. But sure, whatever, he sounds like a pretty sympathetic person. After that, I already mentioned that I chose to bring Bump along, and yeah, that was the wise decision, you know, because right after that, so we see through a video that Blue was tricking her own sisters with a few stones that she was throwing, and then they were like fighting over a piece of meat. They just left the meat and went for the stones that were thrown in their direction, and then Blue caught the steak and she ate it. That was a pretty clever behavior. But then again, why did an animal go after a stone? I don't get it. I simply don't. But sure, why not, right? Anyways, then I got the decision right, and then going to Main Street where the Tyrannosaurus was. Yes, Orexie was there. And then to climb the paddock rails around the Mosasaurus Lagoon. That was so cool. So there is a detail here that I took notes on, that is the fact that Rex is afraid of the Mosa. That's such a cool reference, because we all know what happened in the end of Jurassic World 2015, when the Mosasaurus brought down the Indominus Rex by dragging it into the lagoon and devouring it. So, I mean, yeah, it just makes sense. It adds up, you know. So after that, there was a decision. So you would either hit the dinosaur, it was a Brachiosaurus, or the gyrosphere where Sammy and Yasmina were in. And I mean, I hit the dino and I was right. Then the next one, drive the car or try to go for the food, I guess. That's what I remember. And I decided to drive away. I was right once again. Then for the next one, I died, because that was the emergency exit, or to actually just like flee away, and I chose the emergency exit, and there was no emergency exit. It hadn't been finished yet. I freaking died. I was devoured by a Tyrannosaurus, which is again pretty cool. The next one though is kind of relative. You know, either way, you were saved, because of course this is Camp Cretaceous, we can't have a horrible ending like Jurassic Park. So there was this the decision that was distract the dinosaurs, and the next one, which was just like fleeing again. And well, you know me, I just fled and I survived, but there was not a whole lot of food after that. Or else you could distract the dinos and get the food. So, bonus points here, because after you finish the whole thing, Mr. DNA, well, he got you throughout the whole adventure, but after you finish it and you survive, and if, just like me, you are kind of starving because you made bad decisions along the way, he goes, now what if I had chosen something else? Like, okay, let's see the other outcomes, and wow, so there was a way for you to actually get this stack of food, still survive the dinos, and go back to Camp Cretaceous. So, pretty depressing, the results that I got. And I mean, some pictures and like some scenes in the trailer that you saw, like the campers around the food, around the table having some food, that was only the outcome that you got if you distract the dinosaurs. So, I'm giving you that right away. And then there was another bonus scene if you had like found the booth that H. Bringford had prepared for you with all the details and food and other stuff that he had actually prepared for Owen Grady. That is so cool, you know, the link is here. So the point is that it was 2015 that I chose, and I was wrong, it was 2005 when the park was open. And as you can guess, I died once again, the Tyrannosaurus. Speaking of which, the Tyrannosaurus, it was interesting because I saw the red one and I thought that it was different from the gray one, but no, it's just the same Tyrannosaurus under the moonlight. So, guess I'm pretty stupid. But no, yeah, it was just one dinosaur and it has to fight a Toro and the Tyrannosaurus Rexie. So, you know, it's just so incredible to see all those guys interacting with each other. Now, a few more details here that I took notes on, of course, the references. So, You have like the brachios neck fighting like giraffes. That was just so incredible to see. It actually makes sense, which, you know, kind of a novelty in this franchise. But anyways, you have Mr. DNA being so cheesy, saying Triassic Trails. Wow, I just love that character. He must be one of my favorite. Okay, you know what? He is my second favorite character because Ian Malcolm is my very favorite one. You guys know that. Anyways, love that guy as well. So Ben kind of replaces Ian Malcolm in this next scene because the Turbosaurus is attacking the car, you know, like slamming its head against the vehicle. And Ben goes, must go faster. I was like, oh, really? You're gonna do that to me? Okay, now look here, sir. That was painful. But then again, I love Chemical Cretaceous, so it's all okay. But there's more. Yes, there is more. Because, so they are on the roller coaster, and you see they going all together, one, two, three, just like Malcolm did in the first movie when they were in the kind of a theater that John Hammond had prepared for them, and they want to leave it. So Malcolm goes one, two, three, up, up we go. And another reference that Jurassic fans will catch, of course. I was just so glad that they did that. Anyway, so we now know that the Tubosaurus was following them. It was able to do so because Darius, who was smelling like his nest, or maybe her nest, because in case like there was the Tubosaurus who laid the eggs. So there was no other Tubosaurus in sight. Maybe this Tubosaurus has that power that, you know, Blue has as well, parthenogenesis, where it's capable of like reproducing by itself. Which, I mean, sure, possible. Blue is also in this series, so, I mean, why not, right? Then we see the Cerato, which we saw in the trailer, and it was fake. It was just a robot, not real at all. But, I mean, sure, whatever, beautiful creature. So this is it, these are all the details that I got for the interactive episode, and I gotta tell you, it was just so much fun. I loved it. 10 out of 10. Yeah, you know what, I'm not giving it right now a rating. 10 out of 10, loved it, would play again. I will play it again, just to see all of my characters die. You know, I have here a list of the decisions I made, and I'll make just bad decisions next time, just to see them die. I'm a horrible person. But anyways, Jurassic fans, this is it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be seeing you next week. Keep going for this goal.
Okay, I'm out.